This is the TK Jingles Podcast, October 20th, 2016. I'm your host, Jeremy Grelli. This show features songs from tkjingles.com. Today's episode has a ton of new music because I've been out for the past week. Between work, illness, and car crashes, the gods have aligned against me to try to prevent this from happening, but I'm doing great now and I'm here and we got a ton of songs to play. But before we do that, there's something I really have to get off my chest.
Do one more verse.
Can't do one more verse.
Can't do one more verse. I'm sorry.
The other. Where can they hear the song?
They can't hear the song. I'm not sure.
We have to discuss this at some point.
Wow. After all this time, Nigel, why did I lift those weights? The songs are all online. So tell me why.
So we spend a lot of time on the podcast dissecting comedy, spending way too long talking about jokes. And I don't know if that was meant to be a joke or not. I really don't know what to interpret from that conversation there with Nigel and Tony. We seem to be pretty cordial. They seem to periodically acknowledge the existence of this website and everything around it. But that was confusing. I got a lot of personal correspondence asking me if I had done something to upset Nigel or if there was some kind of falling out there, and I don't think so. Not that I know of. I just think that was, I don't know, one of the many weird wink nod, can't talk about details type things that goes on with the show, maybe. I'm not sure how to interpret that, but tkjingles.com is where you can find one and a half minute songs, 1 minute and 1 second songs, all the great songs that you hear on Tony's show. You can hear the extended versions, especially from folks like John Fitzpatrick, which prefer to take the original song and add 2 minutes of extras to it. You can get all that wonderful bonus content at tkjingles.com, and I hope you enjoy that. And speaking of that website, I wanted to announce a new feature. For 2 years, I've been doing this podcast, and it's been rather ad hoc as I put my set list together. It's all living in a notepad file on my computer, and so I finally started putting some of that into the database. So now you can go to the podcast page, and you can see songs that were featured in each episode. So if you listen to this episode and there's a song that you particularly like and you want to download it, you want to leave a comment, you can go to tkjingles.com, you can view this episode, and you can look at those songs and click on them, leave comments, and now you can also leave comments on podcast episodes. So if you liked the Fix Cast, if you liked the Schwitz Cast, if there's something that you really liked or hated, you can now leave a comment about that and join the conversation. I really hope you do that. As I joked in that intro, I put a lot of work, lifting all these weights to make all this stuff, and it's there for everybody to enjoy. So I hope, you make the most of it. This podcast is meant to be supplemental, not meant to replace the website. I try to feature, new stuff, interesting stuff, behind-the-scenes stuff, whatever it is. But there's so much more that at the website that, you should try to keep up with. There's just great material there. So on that note, I'm going to play 5 songs now. And in the spirit of that new feature, I'm not going to tell you what they are. You can go look online and you can find them yourself. Here's 5 brand new songs from the past 2 weeks at tkjingles.com.
Sliced into that red celebrity. I was only making 1 BLT. Put the rest into the fridge and instantly that fruit's insipid. Yeah, they're good homegrown, unless you're Vito Corleone. Don't you get them cold, or they get blander. It's also bad for bananas. Buy before they ripe, but only if you know to
put them in a bag for a day or so. But the fridge is a no-no unless you like your fruits in Sibet. Too late to turn back now.
He's a little bit grumpy. He's never surprised. In those analytics he has always despised. He's got lots of money and he buys lots of suits. He owns more than 100 pairs of shoes. He went to Northwestern, filled with wildcat love, but he can't get excited about wins for the Cubs. He's here on a Monday, yeah, because that's what we do. He's Michael Wilbon, and he's here for you. And you can tell everybody it's Michael Wilbon. And since we won't pay the money to use Elton John, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that we rewrote the words. But rights are expensive, or haven't you heard?
Prophet, prophet, in search of profit. Prophet, prophet, where is the profit? I got it, we gotta sell the price closet. Product, product, let's move some product. Prophet, prophet, in search of profit.
A fresh
profit,
start.
Profit, in search of profit.
This is
profit,
hard.
Profit, in search of profit.
Was this
profit,
smart? Radio. I had a vision in my mind's eye. Big money sponsors are forming a line. The internet is like a force in nature, crushing business models at all of the papers. I own my own content, that won't happen to me. I don't necessarily know what that means. No, I don't.
Profit, profit, in search of profit.
You can't stop bleeding once you turn the pinch. Repulsive bleeding, it's just as simple as that. Well, it's dripping on his pants. This is something else, man. We don't want to look at that. He cut that with a drum. Cut down to the bone. It's not
coming.
New music from Scott Anthony, Elliot Olshansky, and Joe Arrow, myself, Steve Lipton, Brad Weiss, and KJ Onstad. You know, Brad touched on something interesting there, a verbal tick that you may not have picked up on, where every old guy radio song now includes a very specific phrase. And Brad gave us a nice homage to that there. Now, in the open, they played In My Room from Tom Sulik, a new contributor, and they mentioned that you can't find that song in its full length anywhere. But a little-known fact, tkjingles.com has that song. So this next new song block kicks off with Tom's On the Third Floor, and then four more wonderful new songs from tkjingles.com.
There's a place maybe near D.C. where Tony streams his podcast to Third Floor. Now the time is up to sing La Cheeserie. Now it's time to promote the undies so Tony can get paid on the third floor. Somewhere
Mick Manus and Aldridge, ooh, I wanna listen to that. Gary Clark sisters, maybe less Eliza, both Feynman and Harris, that'd be quite a pairing, not Junior, out of Northwest D.C. Comes a host named Kornheiser. He rarely likes to work and he will not type at all. Location undisclosed. No, it isn't politics and prose. But when that podcast is through, he can probably walk a couple of holes. That cranky corner. McManus and Aldridge. Ooh, I wanna listen to that. Gary Clark sisters. Maybe less
Mr.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. He got your email.
We are the Littles. He golfs with POTUS. Google machine.
Who the heck am Mike and Burke? Tell me how you.
Hey, friends, if you're listening to this podcast, that means you probably like all these stupid songs. In that case, I have an exciting announcement for you. Emails, Faxes, and Notes, my very first collection of jingles from 2013 and early 2014, is available now on digital retailers near you. Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, you name it. You can go and listen to it for free on many of these services, or if you'd like to support tkjingles.com and the effort and time that goes into this, you can purchase it. Now, I wouldn't recommend that because you can get these things for free, but I would appreciate it. And above and beyond that, I would really appreciate your feedback. I've wanted to do this for a long time. I'd love to do a duets album, a collaboration album, something else, a little bit more serious, more out there. This is just a collection of some classic tunes, just about emails, faxes, and notes. But if you like it, I want your feedback. Leave it on iTunes. Send me an email, podcast at tkjingles.com. Let me know what you think and if we should keep doing all this. Thanks, and I hope you enjoy it.
You got your mail. You got your notes. He'll read your mail. He'll read your notes. Why don't you? Why don't you send me littles, please? Send me liquor and food, and maybe some bricks. Once I would beg you for ice cream, but that only lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting some very heavy things for my second home. So please send me, why don't you send me, why don't you send me some 50-pound weights, anvils are great.
Hired fine man, sidecarring with Tori. Reminiscing about Iron City. Hey, let's go to Premier's and get kielbasa and cheese. Satchmo Franz at the sign on the show of the crazy Twain Yinzers. Here at Doy Irish cover band. Down on the south side, I need to get an Uber ride. There's no one driving this van. How am I gonna get to the Warhol net? Hands down, these awful signs at the mass of the crazy Twain Yinzers.
In terms of critical commentary, native Pittsburghers often cultivate a grotesque panoply of lazy vowels and an abhorrent idiom that reduces a sentence like, are you two going to Heinz Field for the Steeler game? To,
hey, yin's going downtown to the Steeler game and that?
Icy roads are slippy, nosy people are nebby, and Narasetti is a jagoff. It is enough to make an English writing major want to stick a meat thermometer in his ears.
My name is Tony. I work on the third floor. It's somewhere in Chevy Chase. Kippy Sheeman's never been here before. If you're at a party late one night with the Secret Service, that's alright. Just don't ask Howard where it is. Just don't ask Howard where it is. Just don't ask Howard where it is. The show is plausibly live. When I'm making cash, I'll be excited. The studio computers update and crash, and a black man walks in uninvited. When I'm driving round filled with hate, I like to look at license plates. Soccer ones, they make me mad, but 2, 4, 6, 8 makes me glad. Why is this traffic so bad?
All right, those were some new songs from Tom Selleck, Brad Weiss, myself, Robert Berg, Joe Arrow, and Scott Moore. A little miscellany here. So Elliot writes to ChineseFood@tkjingles.com, I'd like a General Tso's chicken with wonton soup and fried rice. And I promised Elliot in the next 2-3 years, he will receive that. Now, you know, I had sarcastically mentioned several email addresses, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com, et cetera. Tony Kornheiser Show at tkjingles.com. These are all real addresses. I created every damn one of them out of spite. So if you'd like to send me something, if you'd like to place an order, please feel free to do so. One other random note. Chuck Bell was on this show about a year or so ago, and Chuck was one of my all-time favorite guests. Just such a nice guy. Such, just so fun, and he really had fun doing it. And he inspired a lot of great songs. Thunder Snow is still one of my favorite jingles I've ever done. And anyway, Chuck Bell, a week or two ago, sent me a note and said, hey, can I use the Empire State of Chuck Bell on the news? Can I play that clip? Is that something I can use? And I said, you know, I wouldn't certainly do that, especially because, I mean, I wrote and recorded that in about 5 seconds because Empire State of Mind is, I think, one of the most over-parodied and stupidest songs of all time. But also, you know, these jingles, as you may have noticed with Tony's new format, are totally fine and legal and kosher to play on the radio, on terrestrial radio. But as it comes to television or digital media, there's a lot of vague ambiguity and legality and everything else around that. So you got to be careful. So I wouldn't play this on TV, but if you want to just have it like as your phone's ringtone, Chuck, that would be freaking awesome. Or as like, you know, walk-up music, like Feynman when you enter a room. That would be really cool. So the Emails, Faxes, Notes album that I mentioned earlier in that little promo there, that was a really good experience. You know, I've wanted to put an album on iTunes since 2013 when I sat down that summer and wrote 20 or 30 jingles over that summer and put them together. So, you know, I really should just put these online so somebody can download them all. This is when tkjingles.com was just a twinkle in my eye. I hadn't really thought of putting it all online myself. I figured I'd have to just publish it to a store. But with the digital music drama of Tony's show and the time limits and everything else surrounding that, the critical commentary of Old Guy Radio, and all the restrictions they put upon themselves based on their law-talking guy at council, I wanted to research what it would take to actually put this stuff out there. So I secured the rights to all those songs that are on that album, all 18 songs, and everything, if you buy it or if you stream it for free, Billy Joel, Ryan Adams, Coldplay, they will receive royalties from that activity. So it's all completely above board. I had to put a substantial amount of money down to actually get it out there just as a kind of a flyer, just to see if I liked doing this and if people actually wanted to hear it. So still, you know, the most effective way to support tkjingles.com is to buy a shirt or something like that, because that's a much higher profit margin. I think for every album I sell, I get like $2. So it's not like you're sending me any significant amount of money, but you know, it's fun. And hopefully if you like it, leave feedback, we'll do it again and do it, you know, with some other things that maybe don't have as many licensing rights, some original songs and some other stupidity with folks in this whole TK Jingles crew. Now, one of the fun things in the podcast is to have featured blocks of topical songs. This next one is all about Tony's favorite subject matter of the moment, license plates. So we got some new songs here from Scott Anthony, who you heard earlier, Old at Heart, and Mike, who lives in Omaha and isn't happy about it.
.545 on Connecticut Avenue, creeping along behind an 05 Subaru. Those letters and numbers seem so familiar. Could it be true? Is that Michael's plate? I think that's Michael's plate. How those safety snobs get to take it. Who won't pick up the phone, so I won't know till tomorrow if I'm mistaken. Oh no. It makes me smile each time I see a friend on TV, or Stinson takes a shot and someone shouts the cheesery. All my classmates' initials on the bumper of a Chevy. That's a great plate, baby, that's a cuckoo plate. You know I went to school with Donna Karen. I just saw print glass on an Olds Cutlass and Jim Steinman on a Chrysler LeBaron. Oh, darling, now
Tony, Tony, watch the road, will you? The steering wheel's the thing to hold on to. I know you like those numbers on that Ford, but you've gotta focus on the road. Tony's got to read those numbers, license plates to fill his mind. Consecutive or Fibonacci numbers, DD3399 or DK1459, DJ6789 or CC3169. He sees it, he sees it. He sees those numbers on the car. He sees it, he sees it. For the 100th time, Michael gets a call. Michael, you can't believe it. I'm on Connecticut Avenue. God, is this traffic awful. But hey, there's a plate on this pretentious Subaru ahead of me that says CY4145. That's like Cy Young with Tom Seaver and Bob Gibson's numbers after it. How cool is that? I'll talk to you later.
Michael, Michael, guess what I just glimpsed? A license plate with odd numbers in sequence, preceded by the initials of the chick who sang Meatloaf with me after a drink or two. Michael, I got this number. Oh, what good fortune of mine. You won't believe this number. WR3579.
WR3579. WR3579.
Seriously, Michael, call me back when you get this.
All right. As I was going through and compiling the podcast notes for that new feature on the website and tacking things, I came across a classic Luke Overbay song set to the tune of Stan that I wanted to feature here because I think it's so great. And he's talking about re-recording this. So I encourage you to encourage him to update this song for the current show. And also, one last jingle of my own. Nigel sent me a note a long time ago, maybe a month ago or something, right when the show came back and said, we got approval from our law talking guy. Mr. Avocado is a go. We're going to do it as soon as Kirkchen's on. And then Kirkchen was on last week and it didn't play. So I was devastated. So here then we have Stan and one of my favorite songs to perform, if not to write, because it's basically just non-stop stupidity, Mr. Avocado. Enjoy.
Tony, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I sent an email, fax, a note, but you must not have got them. Called 411, like you said, but there must have been a problem. Remember that time I saw you on PTI? That was awesome. But anyways, I'm a journalism student up in college. I need to write an essay on Watergate and all that followed. I heard you were once a writer at the Post and did some columns. Or did you call them columnettes? Maybe you can help me. I've attached some simple questions, maybe 20. A page answer for each of them should truly be just plenty. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. But I need to turn this paper in. Are you with me, man? And you could write it better than me. Yes, I know you can. Don't you have a book or two? At least I heard you had. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Thank you, though. I love your show. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Joe. show. I read what you wrote. It was nice. I would write you back, but these fingers, they no longer type. So I'll just answer on the show. Let me clear my throat. Come to think about it, the answer, it's a no.
Tim Kirkchen's at the store.
Timmy, Timmy Kirkchen.
Buying grapefruit juice and more.
Timmy Kirkchen.
He wears a giant smile.
Timmy Kirkchen.
When he's in the produce aisle.
What has Timmy got? Oh, it's avocado, Timmy.
Timmy.
Timmy. Tomato and cilantro and avocado, Timmy.
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 Mixing up some guaco with avocado. Goes great on his nachos, Tim's avocado. Humming Desperado, buying avocado. Timmy has a motto, I love avocado. Christening his yato, S is avocado. The pattern is a scotto, is avocado. Shopping cart bank shotto, Mr. Avocado. All of his gelato's favorite avocado. Sell him on his taco, throwing avocado. Tropical climato grows avocado. Timmy won the lotto, blew it on avocado. Hop the flight to Morocco, just for avocado. Say it real staccato, I love avocado. He is the mascotto, Mr. Avocado. Feeling for some spots, so every avocado. Red's a Joey Votto, Tim has avocado. Garnish his cremato with avocado. The color of his auto, you guessed it, avocado. Seems an awful lotto, rhymes with avocado. And more, but I forgot about avocado.
That's it for this week's podcast episode, folks. If you enjoyed this, I encourage you to please leave feedback at tkjingles.com. Email me, podcast@tkjingles.com. Couldn't be simpler. I also will accept it at podcast@tkjingles.com or ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. And also, I say this all the time, but if you enjoyed this, the folks that were featured in this episode don't necessarily know that. So please go to tkjingles.com. Leave a comment on this episode with your thoughts. Leave a comment on a song that you liked or a song that you had strong feelings about. And join the conversation. Let folks know, because it's, you know, you're sending music out into the void and you're hoping that folks enjoy it and listen to it. And getting that feedback is so affirming and keeps this whole engine moving, folks. So anyway, that's it for me this week. I hopefully will be back here next week. I had a lot of drama in this past week, but was able to work through it. We're here. It's still technically Thursday. We made it in our deadline. So I hope you enjoyed this, and it was worth putting all the work into making this nonsense a reality. I'll be here next week, probably.
Every day, the copy's the same. Nigel, why don't you do your job? Every day, the copy's the same. Nigel, why don't you do your job?
It's a cesspool.